Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth, and we are thrilled to have on the phone with us Angela Primesberger. She is a fish consumption guidance scientist with the Minnesota Department of Health, and I'm so excited to chat it up with her specifically about this area that we live in, this wonderful, beautiful area surrounded by water. But there have been some new guidelines that have come out, and we're going to get into that in a second. But first of all, Angela, really nice to chat with you, and I appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for calling in.
Yes, thank you. We appreciate you sharing the information that the health department's been putting out in the last week.
So, Angela, I have to ask about this very awesome title that you have, Fish Consumption Guidance Scientist. Tell me what that means. I mean, I kind of think I know it's pretty self-explanatory, but I'd like to hear from you, please.
Yes, the Minnesota Department of Health is part of an interagency partnership with the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency and the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources to look at contaminants in fish and provide information to people on the healthy and good side of eating fish, but also information about contaminants that can be present in fish. So my role as the fish consumption guidance scientist is to take this information we're collecting statewide and use it to provide information to people on where they can most safely catch and eat the fish that we have in Minnesota.
Well, that is awesome. So tell me about your background, please. What sort of a degree do you have to become the fish consumption guidance scientist?
Yeah, I'm very happy to say I have a master's degree from the University of Minnesota in public health. This area of public health is called environmental health. So our work at the health department covers many aspects of how, whether it's like human-made chemicals such as these that can impact our health or the natural environment. We work on these many broad areas of public health.
When you first heard about these guidelines or when these guidelines first came out, is this something that is ongoing? This isn't like yesterday things were great and now today you've issued some new guidelines, right? I mean, what you are going to talk about is something that has been going on for a long time, I would assume.
Yes, thank you for that good question. Like I mentioned, we have this interagency fish contaminant monitoring program in the state, and that actually started back in the 1960s, looking primarily at mercury and a different suite of chemicals called polychlorinated biphenyls, or PCBs. And in the early 2000s, the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency started to include this newer class of chemicals that were being identified in the environment called per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances, or PFAS. So the state has a very robust fish contaminant monitoring program that includes PFAS for now about 20 years. So this gives us the data we can use to continue to update our guidelines. We have both statewide guidelines that give you information for fishing on any water body in the state. Primarily, it's been due to mercury. We have some suggestions on how much fish you should eat to keep those benefits at the forefront of fish consumption. And then with the PFAS data sets, we have been using that as well for both that purpose. And we have water body specific safe eating guidelines when a contaminant is at a higher level in one or more species of fish.
Well, this is really important information, and it's so great that there's somebody that is monitoring that for us. Thank you. And we certainly would like to get the word out because fishing is very important around this part of where we live in the Hastings area. And the blessings of living on the river is to enjoy all the beauty and the recreational parts that go with it. But, you know, to have these guidelines, I think, is important for people to better understand. So the Minnesota Department of Health recently updated the guidelines. And what exactly does that update mean?
Yes, we recently completed a data analysis looking at those PFAS chemicals and others in fish from the Twin Cities, so Pool 2 through Pool 4 of the Mississippi River, which starts at the Ford Parkway Dam in St. Paul and goes through Wabasha, Minnesota to the Kellogg Dam. Those water bodies have been the focus of a lot of study over the years for PFAS, mercury, and PCBs. And we found in this newer data set that the PFAS concentrations raised a concern. And also we've looked more closely at data that's available from human studies that find that PFAS can be more of a concern for developmental exposure to fetuses and infants. And so we have used that information to update our guidelines. We are really focused on protecting especially our sensitive populations, who are people that are or may become pregnant, people that are breastfeeding or may breastfeed, and children under age 15. That is a group that is more sensitive to the toxicity of these contaminants. And so for that group of people that are fishing, we recommend they don't eat the fish from these pools of the Mississippi River at this time.
And when you say at this time, is there a way to reverse this?
PFAS are a suite of contaminants that are found worldwide. Unfortunately, they're very persistent in the environment. There are local and regional sources of PFAS into our environment, and especially to the Mississippi River. So the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency has made that a big part of their work over the last 20 years, is understanding where these sources are and looking for opportunities to reduce the impact of these chemicals on our environment.
Are the chemicals in the water and then the fish? I mean, I don't know how they get in the fish. I'm sorry, I don't know much about nature.
Oh, that's all right. Yes.
Sorry.
Yes, unfortunately, you know, fish live in our water resources, so they are exposed to these contaminants. And certain contaminants, they can accumulate in the fish in different ways. And so, yes, through their diet sometimes, like if the contaminant are in, like they can get into the sediment, if they're in the water column, they can get into algae and smaller fish. Okay. And then when, you know, bigger fish are eating these different types of food types, then these can accumulate in fish fillets is what we mostly study, as most people eat fish fillet meat. And so that's what we study, the accumulation of those contaminants into those fillets.
And how does that actually work? I mean, do you then, or somebody catches the fish or certain kinds of fish in different areas, and then you study them? And what does that study look like?
The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources is the lead on the fish contaminant monitoring program for collecting the fish in different water bodies around the state. As I said, the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency has also been doing that work, where they have biologists at both agencies that are going out and collecting fish. And we have, you know, a team that works together on where we should be looking for fish. And we have different rotations of water bodies that we sample. And particularly for PFAS, we've been focusing on water bodies where we expect there could be a problem. But the good news is, from our legislature too, this last year, signed by Governor Walz, the DNR has got a good boost to their fish contaminant monitoring program budget, so we'll be able to include PFAS monitoring in our regular work. And so that's going to help us provide not just information on where you should avoid eating fish or limiting the amount of fish that you eat, but also where we are having posted on our webpage a list of low PFAS alternate places to fish. So we've studied these lakes for PFAS and mercury, and we can say that these have low levels, and so we're recommending those as alternative places to fish.
Would you be so kind as to give us in the Hastings area some of those alternatives?
Yeah, we have a fish consumption guidance webpage that we're regularly updating, so we do recommend people take a look at it before they go out fishing. It's called Fish Consumption Guidance at the MDH, or Minnesota Department of Health. So the water bodies that we have so far listed and identified in that area for alternate low PFAS waters, here in Dakota County, we have a couple of water bodies listed there, Marion Lake and Sunset Pond. And the DNR has what they call a Lake Finder webpage, and that's really a helpful tool for people that are planning fishing, because it talks about the different types of fish you might be able to catch in that lake or stream. And also it links to our fish consumption guidance. And so you can click on like Marion Lake and find out more information where it exactly is located, which is in Lakeville. And yeah, get the information you need to have a good fishing outing.
When you talk about contaminants that have been in fish, I suppose, that have been in the water system. Mercury is something that I remember hearing a lot about years ago, and I'm not even sure of where mercury comes from. You're saying that there still is a concern for mercury.
Yes, unfortunately, that is one of those contaminants that, especially that one, is one that accumulates in that food chain. So our predator fish, ones like walleye, northern pike that, you know, tend to eat other fish as part of their diet, they unfortunately do have higher levels of mercury than other fish. And that has been, unfortunately, an ongoing issue. So that is part of our statewide fish consumption safe eating guidelines. The data we have is very significant for mercury in fish. We have over 50,000 samples of fish over the years, since I mentioned since the 1960s. So that helps us guide people to eating the amounts of fish that they can in a good way to limit their exposure to mercury and other contaminants. Yes, mercury is a global pollutant that, when emitted to the atmosphere, can travel around the world. So there are multiple improvements in Minnesota on mercury in releases, but unfortunately, it continues to be a contaminant of concern for fish consumers. There are a few water bodies where maybe the fish have a little more mercury, and so those are also listed in our water body-specific safe eating guidelines.
And where does mercury come from?
Mercury is an element that is present in soils and rocks, but it's released to the environment primarily from human activities, from coal burning, through different types of mining, releases mercury into the environment. And so the form that is released is a type that can, like I said, it unfortunately can get into the atmosphere and travel around the world. So that's why it's been a long-term problem in Minnesota fish and other fish, especially in the northern latitudes, like Maine also has a larger issue with mercury in fish tissue. But it is a problem that most states that have fish consumption guidance, it is based on mercury. And PFAS, being a newer contaminant, has a little less study to it, but we've been fortunate in Minnesota to get the data we need to help include that into our safe eating guidelines.
Are we kind of just at the beginning of what we'll start hearing about PFAS? In Hastings, they are looking actually at installing water treatment plants in the city to specifically take out the PFAS. And it's something that I don't think I had even heard the term until maybe 2 years ago, 3 years ago. But you obviously, being in the industry, have heard of it for a long time. But are we kind of just at the beginning of that?
I would say that because PFAS is a suite of chemicals that can encompass different types of these carbon fluorine chemicals, they have a pretty unique chemistry, and US EPA has been studying them for about 20 years. So we'll continue to study them. Certain types, though, the EPA and FDA actually have had some regulations on. So as we expand our knowledge, yes, I think PFAS will continue to be an ongoing story. The good news is where we've been able to put some regulations on certain types of PFAS, and Minnesota is now a leader in that area. They passed new legislation last year that has some very broad restrictions on PFAS products in the state that the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency could tell you more about, because that's a very good news story in Minnesota that we're taking that leadership on getting these chemicals. Whether we know all the health effects of all of them, that will be an ongoing study, but we have enough knowledge on a group of these contaminants, including some that are in fish, to say that we have these health concerns, and the Governor Walz and the legislature took that very seriously with the recent bans that were enacted last year.
Is that Amara's Law?
Yes, that is part of those bans, and the MPCA can definitely give you a lot more information on that. They're leading the effort on implementing those bans, and they will be taking public comment, for instance, on different aspects of those regulations.
How much does Minnesota rely on fishing? I mean, we're certainly not Maine, as you mentioned, or Alaska. Is it mostly recreational fishing that you're concerned about?
Oh, that's a very good question. I would have to get some information on that, and we can share that back to you. Yes, recreational fishing is a big part of our guidelines, is reaching people and their families that are eating fish that are caught from Minnesota waters. But our guidelines also give you some information about fish you might eat at a restaurant or get from the store. Because you have to keep in mind, too, that even marine fish like tuna that are out in the environment, even though they come from the ocean, they can contain mercury. And so we do give guidelines on that. There is also commercial fishing that happens in the state, and I know less about that. But yes, we're definitely a state where fish are really important to our environment, people catching and eating them, and our economy in Minnesota.
But really, we can still fish and catch and release, is that correct?
Yes, the DNR has some species they specifically only allow catch and release. There are some on Mississippi River Pool too, and that's partly to protect the fishery, is my understanding, to make sure that the fish is a healthy population. And they do have that information on their website as well, because I think there are some species that if they're deep water fish, they don't want them to be caught and released because it can be harmful to the fish. But there are a lot of fish that are safe for catch and release, and just getting out and enjoying the environment is what I really enjoy too, especially in that part of Minnesota, going down there to go see bald eagles and the other wildlife that are there, especially in the winter. That's one of the best things I enjoy about going down to Hastings, is also the wildlife tourism and bird watching down there.
Well, it's a beautiful area, and we are so grateful that we live in this part of the world and enjoy the beauty of the rivers and lakes around here. But we really appreciate your time telling us about some new safety guidelines that have been put in place. And I got to tell you, Angela, I have learned so much.
We really appreciate it. And take a look at our webpage. And I also wanted to mention, you know, if you're not in that sensitive population, if you're someone not planning pregnancy, a person older than age 15 and not planning pregnancy, you can still eat fish off these pools of the river. We're recommending up to one meal a month, and we have information on that too, because a meal size is kind of considered about, you know, your weight and how much you're eating, and we have a lot of that information on our webpage. So if you're not in the sensitive population, you can still eat some fish. If you're catching more than a couple of fish, just put it in your freezer and spread it out. One meal a month is what we're recommending a month.
Angela, would you give your website again, please?
Yes, the name of it is Fish Consumption Guidance, Minnesota Department of Health. So you can just Google that, or our URL is www.health.state.mn.us/fish, F-I-S-H, fish.
Angela, thank you so much for your time. Angela Primesberger is a fish consumption guidance scientist for the Minnesota Department of Health, and we really appreciate your time. So interesting, and I hope that we can stay in touch. Thank you so much for calling in today. You're listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7, KDWA in Hastings.